You are now on air.
Anchor morning audio date is 12.03.2021. Current time is 05:30 a.m. Eastern time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Friday morning. We made it to the weekend, folks. And yes, this is the Anchor morning audio. Rich Roberts, at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor, as well as at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter. Good morning, and we're getting a positive start to the day here because I have the morning coffee, and we are doing a Anchor morning audio. Coffee tastes good. Yeah, we're doing an Anchor morning audio. I was going to do one yesterday, but I ended up doing a HAPS live stream broadcast. I had something to say. I am over there on HAPS.co. It's a live streaming platform. The link is in the show notes there, as well as a link to my Twitter feed at Fireman Rich, and I'm over there on Elo.co, as well as there's a link to my blog. Yes, I do post things over there on the blog, but if you go to my Twitter page at Fireman Rich, where I tout myself as a social media observer and social media enthusiast, you basically got the whole shebang there as far as what I'm doing on this thing called the internet. But I tout myself as a social media observer, social media enthusiast. In other words, I like playing on this thing called the internet and doing the audio. I like doing the audio. We did the audio month challenge last month, one audio a day for every day in November, and it got me going to where I want to do this audio as far as at least a couple times a week. And I missed it yesterday because, like I said, I wanted to get on the HAPS platform just to get something off my chest. As far as there's a lot of changes going on over there. Of course, it's a new rendition of HAPS and stuff, and it's fun to use. It's okay, and I'm there, but there's some other people that don't really care for the change and left to go elsewhere. And you know how that goes when you're on an application, new app that's in beta, and then I've been through it with Blab. I've been through it here at Anchor. The first mass exodus from a platform I was back there using Audioboo, which is now known as Audioboom. And it happens, but we're getting a good start to our day here as far as to do the audio, because the audio is fun and audio is social as far as that goes. So I'm sharing a little bit of my morning here as I have the morning coffee, and currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, the thermometer, just before coming on, checked the thermometer in the kitchen. It says 39 degrees, but on the webpage here it says 36. So we're between 36 and 39 degrees. We're a little bit cooler than yesterday. It was 40. It was nice. Cloudy, overcast, but it was still nice as far as not the pre-winter bone-chilling cold. But we're going to have clear skies today early, followed by partial clearing. High at 37 degrees. Winds northwest, out of the northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour as the intro music fades out there. Sun will be rising this morning at 07:17 a.m., which is in about another hour and 45 minutes there. And the sun will be setting at 4:35 p.m. Eastern time. And like I said, yesterday was not too bad of a day as far as that goes, because it wasn't all that cold. I didn't have to use a jacket at the day job. And but we are back doing the old school audio here, the old the bit that I usually do over there on haps.co for the last good part of this year, almost morning broadcast. But this is the Anchor Morning broadcast, on Anchor Morning Show, I guess it is. And we are getting our day started. And how I usually do that, when I wake up and I start the coffee and do a few other things, I come on to this thing called the internet to say good morning to all in Tioga County. That's the county I live here in New York State, Tioga County. Call it home, and it's part of the southern tier. Saying good morning to you all in the southern tier of New York State, as well as all you out there on this thing called the internet. But tweet on Twitter and have fun. And I throw a hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD. And then my second tweet is always live life and have fun. Another hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD. And then we have our thought for the day, which I'm going to bring to you here on the Anchor Morning Audio. And that thought for the day is usually something, you know, some words of past that people have said, influential people, I guess, if you want to call them that. But this one is from, I've used a lot of this individual's quotes, Mark Twain, who is a great American author as far as that goes. And let me see, I'm going to bring him up here. Mr. Mark Twain, Samuel Langhorne Clemens, known by his pen name Mark Twain, was an American writer, humorist, entrepreneur, publisher, lecturer, and he was laden as the greatest humorist the United States has produced. And he was once called the father. He was called the father of American literature because he has penned quite a few novels. The most notable is Huckleberry Finn, as far as that goes. And let's see, what is he most famous for? He is most famous for The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. He penned The Adventures of Tom Sawyer in 1876 and Huckleberry Finn in 1885. So he did Huck Finn before, no, after, okay, look at the numbers there. But he is, his final resting spot is right down the road here in Elmira, New York, and so he is close by. One of these days I'm going to make a trip because it's only about 20-30 minutes down the road here from where I'm at. But his quote and thought for the day and something to think about is, let us not be too particular. It is better to have old secondhand diamonds than none at all. So my takeaway on that is just be happy with what you have, because you're not, you know, as far as we're always thinking, no, I like, would, you know, I guess the biggie for me is, oh, maybe someday I'll win the million, you know, the Mega Millions and stuff. But no, I got to be happy with what I have. Yeah, you know, I don't really consider it secondhand diamonds, but, you know, diamonds are pretty expensive there as it is, and our life is like a diamond. It's really precious as far as that goes. Actually, it's more precious than a diamond, but I just like what he says about that. Let us not be too particular. It's better to have old secondhand diamonds than none at all. So I like bringing those quotes to the broadcast here as far as that goes. It again, it gives you something to think about, something to talk about at the water cooler at the office. If you still go to the water cooler, most people nowadays, they've been working from home there, as far as that goes, and stuff. So let's see. Got some articles here. Oh, there's some science articles here. Let's see. Of course, a huge asteroid stronger than a nuclear bomb is heading our way this month. I talked to that during the anchor or during the audio month there. and also here on Anchor. It's just the giant space rock continues, and when is it going to be here? I think it said December or something like that. December, was it next week or something like that? 11th or 12th, if I recall. But our article this morning is one on the conservation side. It's I like talking about this. It's about our furry and feather friends, this one being particular the furry friend. Usually talk about the feather friends. I want to talk about the eagles that have I have them flying over the house here and could see them. I saw two of them yesterday when I was at the day job, so they're in this area of Tioga County, and they have resurged to where and I like saying this, that I thought never in my lifetime I would ever see eagles here in New York State, but they are here. And that's the national bird of the United States of America, and it's a beautiful, majestic bird that when you see a full-grown eagle, bald eagle, American bald eagle, it is just majestic. From a distance, when they have that full wingspan, it's just wow. But then when you get to see them up close, it's even a bigger wow. But we're going to talk about the jaguars in Mexico are growing in numbers, a promising sign that conservation strategists are working. And the jaguars down there, and the jaguar population in Mexico has increased by about 800 animals from 2010 to 2018. That's a significant growth for them. According to the first two censuses of the elusive carnivorous creature ever conducted in the country, the news confirmed that Mexico's national strategy to protect jaguars is working, which is surprising because their living area is getting more reduced as we forest the land and farm the land, I guess. But the national strategy to protect jaguars is working, researchers report. It is incredible to see jaguars in so many places where they are. They weren't any before, said ecologist Gerardo Cibeles of the University National Autonomic de Mexico, founder of the Mexican's National Alliance for Jaguar Conservation and lead author of the paper. The jaguar, listed by the IUCN as near threatened, ranged from northern Mexico through Central America, the Amazon basin, and into northern Argentina. Ecologists had never properly counted jaguars in Mexico before, making it difficult to design a conservation program in the iconic cat's northernmost regions. The alliance created used the results of the first Mexico jaguar census in 2010 to create a national strategy to be endorsed by the government. This is very important, said the jaguar researcher who heads the National Predatory Center of the Intas Cinco Medes. I can't speak Spanish word squat, but this is in Brazil, who was not involved in the study, this individual. They are connecting science with conservation plans. It can be a good model for researchers, not only working with jaguars, but all the other big cats or other species that are critically endangered. The team of 20 ecologists span the country, gathering data from photo capture traps to determine where jaguars live and how many roam in each of the country's protected conservation regions. Then they created a plan to tackle the most critical issue affecting Mexico's jaguars, preserving wildlife's corridors and sanctuaries, advocating for helpful laws and public policies and avoiding the resolution conflicts with livestock owners. And that's what it is. They're protected, protected and preserving that wildlife corridor where these animals wander, you know, roam and stuff like that. And I remember talking about the study down in the state of Florida covering the panthers that are down there, that there's a really very razor thin, in a manner of speaking, track of land that goes by Disney World down there that these panthers can travel, and there's they have to go under highways. That's why I'm talking about humans encroaching on these pathways for these animals, because the animals aren't gonna, well, eventually they may wander into human areas where we're living at and stuff like that. But let's see. For example, the government paid people living near protected areas to not deforest sanctuaries, compensating them for cattle losses, for jaguar predators, predation, and providing electric fences to prevent jaguars from killing livestock. The ongoing effort paid off. Local people have been critical. The researchers have said when they have the funding and incentive to protect the forest, they become more the most important ally. Expect the jaguar population to stay is looking to stay the same or decrease. Oh, they were expecting jaguar population to stay the same or decrease between 2010 and 2018. Instead, estimated numbers rose 20% from roughly 4,000 to 4,800 animals. And Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula hosts about 2,000 jaguars, and others spread throughout coastal and inland habitats across the nation. Brazil hosts the largest continuous jaguar habitat today, with an estimated population of more than 10,000 individuals. Moving forward, the National Alliance of Jaguar Conservation will focus on key threats, especially conflicts with humans and habitat loss. The jaguar is an umbrella species, Morto told Mongo Bay, which has, I guess, is a newspaper. They need a large amount of area, so if we need to protect a viable population of jaguars with at least 50 individuals, we are going to have many other species protected within the area. In 2022, that's next year, the Mexico government and National Alliance of Jaguar Conservation plan to expand the Calo Cuma Biosphere Reservation in the southern Yucatan Peninsula from 723,185 hectares to more than 1.3 million hectares of land, making it the largest protected tropical forest north of the Orinoco River, all motivated by jaguar conservation, which is cool. It's very unusual that science can do all these things: research, outreach, conservation, and public policy. And in Mexico, we have been able to do that. So they're getting it done. And I do have a YouTube video, jaguar and jaguar cub captured on camera in Mexico, so I will post that after I post up the Anchor Morning audio this morning, as far as that goes. So that's a good article, that's a good story, and that's what I want to do here, or have been doing, on the Anchor Morning audio, and also that morning, the morning coffee broadcast that I do over on haps.co. Is it brings some good news, and there's the Mongo Bay. What's the Mongo Bay? Can I print this up to jaguars? Yeah, okay. I'll post up this article too of the jaguar. Jaguars in Mexico are growing in numbers, a promising sign that national conservation strategies are working. So it's a good article here, as far as that goes, and it's got some good pictures of the Jaguar. And here's a good map. It has a good, neat map of the range that they are in Mexico, from all the way of that's got to be southern New Mexico into Mexico, all the way down into the Yukon Peninsula. They're a beautiful animal. So, but I will post the YouTube. The YouTube's in the article actually too. So, I'll post both. I can post both. That's just like I said, I like using my Twitter feed as my mainstay of where I'm at on all these social media platforms. And again, I like bringing good articles, interesting articles, articles you may not be reading and stuff, because it seems like we're too easily focused on the crap news of the day, and we all know what the crap news. So, but this is a good measuring stick that they're bouncing back, and just like I said with the eagles and other endangered species that are making a weather bell, that we're getting back in tune with being good stewards of this big blue marble that we all live on, and we have to take care of it, and we're doing it. And it's not something that is done overnight. It's something done very carefully, very cautiously, and very correctly. Because if we do something too drastic, they might tip the scales for a bit until we can recover to get things back on an even keel again. So there we have it. That's our interesting article. And I'm already at 20 minutes, so I'm going to probably end up cutting this. Usually I allocate 30 minutes in the morning, because that's the amount of time I have before heading into the day job, as far as that goes. And it gets me going, you know, that first cup of coffee here, talking about things. The only difference about being here on Anchor and being over there doing the live stream, I don't have the chat. So those folks that are that usually with me over in the chat, I usually talk about them when I was doing the audio bit, because I can take the audio when I'm live streaming and repurpose it here on Anchor, which I find very intriguing to do. It's a very simple workflow process of doing, and but what the Anchor Morning Audio that I'm doing here, and I do it on my old first generation iPad Mini that I love, because I can still use this application called the Boss Jock, and it's all tied into the my Behringer 802 soundboard that gets taken and put into the in this case, when I'm doing the audio, it just stays there on the iPad Mini, and I just render it, and then I upload it onto the desktop computer, the PC computer, I should say. So it's all fun as far as that goes, being able to do the audio. And that's what I'd like to do, is do the audio at least twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, probably do the live stream broadcasting. And the weekend, I want to do the Twitch bit as far as gaming with my Lord of the Rings online game, which I did last night, just to try the OBS over there on haps.co. Used to be called Haps TV. I'll just call it Haps. Again, the link to my Haps channel is in the show notes to this Anchor. And it's fun to do, as far as I think there was a recent update that took care of the counter of the number of people that pop into your broadcast and stuff like that. Our numbers here on Anchor have been doing pretty good as far as that goes. See, we're averaging, nine listens per broadcast, which is great. Of course, the last 2 days the numbers dropped, because I'm not doing this every day. The numbers usually go up really good during the audio month challenge, because it's an indication that people are listening. And Anchor is great. Yeah, just my last Anchor was Anchor Morning Audio, day 30 with the Napod Pomo, where I finished it. I crossed the finish line, and I had fun. I had fun doing that, and I talked about that in the previous audio here. And as far as that goes, so I'm going to continue doing the audio. I like doing the audio. I like talking about things, interesting things, and you know, there might be something I may sound like I'm griping about, but it's just it's a good platform. And back in the day, I used to listen to maybe 5 to 10 audios of people, but now, yeah, there's people doing podcasts. I guess that's another way of saying before they used podcasts, doing the audio. But there's some people that were, I felt real prominent and influential, that they don't do the audio as much as far as that goes. And it sort of trickled away to where, you know, you don't see that many, unless you go to the podcast, you know, podcast platforms. Just doing the raw audio is, and the social audio is, it's there, but it's not there, I guess you could say. And I guess that's why I gravitated doing the live streaming a lot more. But I want to come back and do the audio, because the audio is a great platform, and it's always fun to work with and stuff. So, but with that, we're going to go ahead and exit stage left here. And I want to say thank you for your listen, and we will be back sometime here, definitely probably next week, Tuesday or Thursday, if I don't start procrastinating again and say, yeah, I'm going to do this, and it dropped by the wayside, because I've been known to do that. But I will be back. And but you can find me over on Twitter at Fireman Rich. I'm also over on Gitter at Fireman Rich. I'm over on Parler as at Fireman Rich. I'm over on Gab as at Fireman Rich. And there's also the at the real Fireman Rich on Facebook. But all those platforms, they mirror my Twitter page of at Fireman Rich. I'm hearing a replay in my headphones here. So, but I like posting on all those other sites there and stuff, because it's fun. It's fun to do. And as long as it's fun to do, I say go ahead and go for it. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go ahead and finish my coffee this morning as I get ready to post this up here on this thing called the internet. But you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Rich Roberts saying you all have a good day. No, don't have a good day. You all have a great day, okay? All right, folks. You all live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.